In the early 1980s, I realized that due to the Freedom of Information Act, I could access my school records from kindergarten all the way through high school. I could finally see my IQ score and what all those teachers had said about me. So on one of my rare visits back home to Tennessee, I made the proper arrangements. You had to review the documents in the presence of a guidance counselor. I guess this was in case you freaked out. At 10 a.m., I arrived for my appointment and was ushered into the records room, where I was met by Mike Ellis, Plastic Vomit. I looked up startled. "Mrs. Bond," I sputtered, "what a surprise to see you." During my ninth grade year and Mrs. Bond's first year as a teacher, I had pretended to throw up in the back of the classroom. It was not the first time nor the last I was sent to the principal's office that year. I had made a memorable impression on my biology teacher, and she was interested to see how I was doing. As I thumbed through the quarterly reports, there was a constant theme according to my teachers. Has ability, does not apply self. Tends to cut up and disrupt the class. Too smart for his own good. Class clown, I suggest placing in the front row. You get the idea. Turns out the dire hand-wringing of all those teachers wasn't worth the paper they were written on. I've run my own business for 30 years, which requires lots of self-motivation. I work and I play hard. I'm still a cut-up, only now it's part of my profession. I suspect there are tons of kids out there, like I was, who just don't meet their teachers' expectations, but just need the right garden to grow in. And they have vices, just waiting to become virtues. Parents worry about their kids, and that's natural. But it's important to have a little faith in them and their ability to figure life out. I wasn't particularly popular in high school, and neither my grades, nor as it turned out, my IQ, impressed anybody. But I've lived a happy, successful life that I'm proud of. You just never know how those underachievers will turn out, do you, Mrs. Bonds? This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.